Hey, what's happening, man? It's your partner, Lawrence Jackson, a.k.a. the Fantasy Football Lord. You're now tuning in to the Lord Don't Lose podcast. Let's get it.
Look, I got hype on this. Fresh white kicks, boy, I like my crisp. Dress real nice, got the ice on wrist. Now I shine real bright like the White Stone Bridge. At night, I got hype on this. Fresh white kicks, boy, I like my crisp. Dress real nice, got the ice on wrist. Now I shine real bright like the White Stone. Yeah, started shit uptown chick. Something I can rock.
All right. What's happening, man? We are back, man. Episode 55 of the Lord Don't Lose podcast. And y'all already know what we finna get into today, man. Week 2 of the NFL preseason. Now, I remember this week 2 or 3. So, we almost done with this thing. So, we definitely gonna dive into that. Some of the quarterback battles, this, that, the third, man. I hope everybody good, man. Hopefully you able to listen to the thing while you on your way in to work this morning, or, you know, you could pull it up before you start your remote job, you know what I'm talking about? So it's all good, man. First, I want to announce that I'm so happy to announce that my Atlanta Falcons have signed, because, you know, A.J. McCarron, he went down, unfortunately, towards ACL. He out for the season. We wish that man a speedy recovery. I'm excited to announce that the Atlanta Falcons have signed a top 10 overall pick, quarterback Josh Rosen, baby. Clap it up. Sorry, I'm just playing. But that really did happen. But, you know, it is what it is. That's just Falcons football right there, baby. But definitely got a lot more. Definitely got a lot more exciting things to get into today. You know, we had some, you know, quote unquote Monday night football for the preseason, which is rare. We had the Jaguars and the Saints, and we'll get in with that first, since, you know, that's the most recent thing on our mind. But today we'll talk, you know, plenty of things. Cam Newton, Matt Jones, Justin Fields, Andy Dalton. Is Big Ben back? Oh, he looked good in the preseason. You know, hey, he did look sharp. We'll talk about it. 49ers, they quarterback situation. The Broncos, they quarterback situation with Teddy Bridgewater, Drew Locke. So let's go ahead and get into it, man. All right, Saints versus Jaguar last night was a nice little game. Well, at least for the Saints, it was with they first unit last night. You know what I'm saying? Let's just go ahead and get this out the way. The Saints, you know, Michael Thomas, he going to be out for a little bit. And the Saints are going to be fine at receiver, obviously. So let's just get it out the way that Marquez Callaway, the wide receiver for the Saints, is building himself into a dog. Right, two touchdown catches over 100 yards, two bombs from Jameis Winston, who we finna talk about in seconds. But yeah, Marquez Callaway, let's just not get crazy now. Let's just not have that dude going in the third, fourth, fifth round in our fantasy drafts. Like, you feel me? But he does look to be like he'll be the Saints wide receiver one coming up out the gate. We also saw injury from starting tight end Adam Trautman. So keep Juwan Johnson on your radar. He was already, Juwan Johnson was already looking like a little sleeper. He's been having a good camp. So now he'll get a chance to flourish in a bigger role at this point in the season. So yeah, we got that. Now let's get into the nitty gritty with everybody been talking about this whole offseason. The Saints quarterback battle between Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston, who's surely looking like he eating that W right now, right? So this is the thing about it, man. during the whole offseason, it damn near looked like, you know, the opinions on who would be the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints were split. Right, you know, Taysom Hill been with the team since 2017, mainly used as a Swiss Army knife. He ain't start no game for the Saints at the quarterback position until the 2020 season. He went 3-1 as a starter. However, the numbers were not great. He did provide rushing upside, though. Obviously, he's a, you know, he an athletic quarterback. Not really known for, you know, any type of pinpoint accuracy, nothing like that. So now we got him. We got Taysom Hill versus Jameis Winston, who, you know, I feel like the only reason that this was even considered a competition in the eyes of people who cover the game, us football fans and what have you, is because people still thinking about them 30 interceptions that Jameis threw in 2019, right? You take that out the equation, which, I mean, obviously you can't. It's 30 interceptions, but let's be real. At what point did you think to yourself that, damn, Taysom Hill is a better quarterback than Jameis Winston? Like, really think about that, man. Really think about that. Like, Jameis Winston led the league in passing yards, 5,100 yards. Again, he threw the 30 interceptions, but he also put 30-plus touchdown passes with it at least, right? Let's look at Taysom Hill real quick, right? The guy who some people felt like, and again, Jameis Winston has not been named starter, but after that Monday night performance against the Jaguars in week two of the preseason, we would all be shocked if he wasn't, right? But again, let's look at Taysom Hill, right? The people, the guy who some people thought at one point was better than Lamar Jackson, all right? Taysom Hill ain't even get into the NFL till he was 27 years old. What round was he drafted in, you ask? He wasn't drafted. He wasn't drafted, all right? He was signed by the Green Bay Packers in 2017 as an undrafted rookie free agent, cut in the offseason, picked up by the Saints, and used as a Swiss Army knife for them ever since, right? In college, in 5 years at BYU, he had a lot of injuries. Long story short, he threw 43 touchdown passes and 31 interceptions in college. In 5 years, you think that's good? You think that's good, right? Remember, folks, Taysom Hill was on the roster for the Saints in 2019 when Drew Brees went down for 5 games. Did Sean Payton turn to Taysom Hill during them 5 games? No. He turned to Teddy Bridgewater, who we'll talk about later, in those 5 games. And the Saints went 5-0 with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback. All right? So, if you really get into this, it definitely wasn't a competition about who were better at the quarterback position. Right? But because Jameis Winston threw them 30 picks in 2019, it kind of lingered in folks' mind up until now. Hell, if you look back to the divisional round of last year, New Orleans Saints versus the Bucks, Jameis Winston threw the only good pass. Drew Brees was done. Some would argue that if Jameis played that game at quarterback versus the Bucks last season, they'd have had a shot to win the game. Right? So, I mean, at this point, I would be shocked if Jameis Winston ain't the starter in New Orleans going forward. In fact, Sean Payton need to make that announcement today. Notes from that game, man. You saw the another unfortunate injury by rookie running back from the Jaguars, Travis Etienne. He's out indefinitely with a foot sprain. Obviously, in fantasy, this is going to make James Robinson's stock go up. So, usually in fantasy drafts, you was able to get him after Travis Etienne for some odd reason. If you watch that game, you saw James Robinson was well in tune and running with the ones heavy. Again, this is episode 55. If you listen to episode 54, I talked about James Robinson. He was never going to go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? He was never going to go nowhere. Travis Etienne was going to have his role, and James Robinson was going to be that two-down back. And now, you know, we could see him in more of a three-down back role, pretty much like he did his rookie season. You know, so regardless of Etienne's injury or not, James Robinson was going to be an extremely good value in fantasy. That only goes up now. It's because of unfortunate circumstances, but you know, that's the case. Marvin Jones looks like the alpha receiver in the Jaguars locker room, on the field for the Jaguars as well. Trevor Lawrence is looking his way early and often. They even talked about on the broadcast how he's already become the leader of that wide receiver room. So look out for that. Another note from this game, be weary of the Saints running back two situation. We saw Tony Jones out of Notre Dame start the game at running back as opposed to Latavius Murray. So it's a little battle going on there. Now, whenever Latavius Murray is the running back two to Alvin Kamara, he himself would present a value at that position, some standalone value at that. Right, but with Tony, Jones now creeping into the situation, you got to make sure you monitor that, especially with the last week of the preseason coming up. You never know what could happen with trades and cuts and things of that nature. Moving right on along to another running back situation, we go down to the MIA 305, Miami Dolphins, Myles Gaskin and Malcolm Brown. It was all good just a week ago from Malcolm Brown. Literally everybody had a reaction to the fact that Malcolm Brown getting all these touches in week one of the preseasons. They completely read off Myles Gaskins. I had no reaction to that. You know why? Because sometimes you just got to let things play out. We don't do that enough, man. We don't do that enough. Like, I don't even see how people be doing all this tweeting during the games. Like, how much is you actually watching the game if you tweeting about something every damn play, every damn series, man? Like, I don't do the tweets during the games like that, man. I like to actually watch and engulf the football into my blood. You know what I'm saying? But ain't nothing wrong with it. That's just not me. I just don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Everything is like, oh, everybody want to be the first one to say something and make these proclamations, man. Y'all can have that. I'm good over here just watching the games. But Myles Gaskins will be, obviously, he'll be the top option in the run game for the Miami Dolphins. Now, that don't mean it won't be a little bit of a committee. Like, Malcolm Brown going to play. He going to steal some touches from Myles Gaskins. There was never going to be a point where Myles Gaskins was this running back who see 25 touches a game. He wasn't that last season. He looked good catching the ball out the backfield, looked fast, looked explosive. He made plays. He made his case. And that's all you could do in that situation. Catching the ball from Tua, who, again, looks really sharp. He looks confident. And, hey, a lot of folks are trying to write him off. After 9 games, and I'm still beating the drum for Tua Tagovailoa, right? I'm just going to throw that in there real quick. But all his preseason, he played the Falcons defense, you know. Okay, so he did what he was supposed to do in that situation. Stop that hating, man. All right, let's get into another quarterback battle and another quarterback I'm obviously been rooting for along the way. We got the New England Patriots quarterback situation with Cam Newton, and then we got the rookie Matt Jones. Actually, let me say that real quick, that no matter which one you do end up being the quarterback, Jacoby Myers is that dude, that wide receiver for them. Let's just say that. I think we all know that by now, but he definitely somebody else you should be targeting, and that's a extremely good double-digit round pick if you can nab that. But getting back to the quarterback situation, this is a situation where, you know, Mac Jones have been thrown in there, and at least in the games, he's looked really well. Now, I did see a report from practice literally just yesterday where he didn't fare too well going with the ones, but that's another thing. He's looked extremely good in the game. Mac Jones, right, that's what I'm talking about. He looked like he's done what he's been asked to do, and that's distribute the rock, get the ball to the playmakers, simply run the offense, because no matter who the quarterback is, they're going to play ball control offense. That's the plan, because you're either going to have You know what I'm saying? You either gonna have a rookie quarterback in there, or you're gonna have Cam, who is always known for more of his athletic ability. So you're gonna want to play ball control offense in that situation. Now, as good as Mac Jones has played, right? Cam has been, you know, just he's been a little better, and that's just the reality. Now, folks who say Cam hasn't been better, you're simply people who don't want to see Cam play, because it'll fit your narrative of the fact that Cam Newton is completely washed. But in reality, right, we all saw it on the TV, right? He looks sharp. 89 for 103 and a touchdown. He got in, did his thing, boom, he was out the game, gave way to Mac Jones. Cam Newton's doing everything he can do to be the quarterback. At this point, he should be the quarterback, because if he's playing well, right, we already know he's a leader. We already know he got the locker room. We already know he got the teammates' trust. So if he's playing well, there's no reason you shouldn't see Cam Newton as a starting quarterback, especially for the first few weeks of the season. Now, he ain't going to get the same leash he had at last season, because now you got a first-round rookie quarterback breathing down your neck. So he won't have that same leash to make them same mistakes. But again, I don't think he will. I've said this before. He passing-wise, he can't do much worse than what he did last season. So it's Cam all the way for me. And I feel like they best chance to win games consistently will be Cam Newton, and that's just what it is. If you feel a different type of way, then that's on you, but I trust me, believe that. Just to knock out a couple more quarterback battles, you got the interesting situations for Justin Fields and Trey Lance at this point. I don't think either one of them finna be starting at least in week one, despite the fact that Andy Dalton and Jimmy Garoppolo, neither one of them look promising. But you still got, you know, you see some things that Justin Fields and Trey Lance need to work on. Trey Lance did throw the two touchdowns, you know what I'm saying? But you could see him, you know, being a little hesitant with letting the ball rip, you know what I'm saying? Justin Fields, it wasn't a great passer day for him, but again, you see what he could do in that run game. And again, Jimmy G, Andy Dalton, was not looking great, not looking like they'll hold off the rookies for the whole season, but at least for week one, you might see the veterans for both teams. Now, a more tightly battled quarterback position, probably the tightest of them all at this point, is in Denver, baby. We got Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. Now, this one is interesting, right? Because you got Drew Lock, the young gun, going into year three, who's played well this preseason. He's not really done anything to lose his job. He came out guns a-blazing in week one, right? But then you got Teddy Bridgewater, who's, you know, he's playing really up to par right now. He's playing at his best, and you know, a lot of people will say, give Drew Lock the shot. You know what you're going to get in Teddy Bridgewater. Well, knowing what you're going to get is not always a bad thing. It's not a bad thing to know you're going to get probably more wins. You're going to get composure, leadership, readiness, that locker room leader. You know what I'm saying? So it's not always bad to quote-unquote know what you're going to get. However, at the same time, if the coaching staff feels like Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater are even, right, then history shows that you just gonna go with the younger guy to see what you got. At this point, I don't even really think it matter as far as now moving to fantasy. I don't think it matters which one of them is the quarterback, but Jerry Jeudy gonna do his thing regardless. Just let me throw that in there real quick. But yeah, like I said, sometimes knowing what you gonna get ain't always a bad thing. You know, Denver Broncos got this great roster right now. They got what should be a hellacious defense. You know what I'm saying? They got it on the back end. They got it in the front seven. You know, so the only little question mark is that quarterback spot. They got the running backs together. They got receivers. Only little question mark is that quarterback position. So whoever the Denver Broncos put there, they best get it right, because it's a team that should be competing. You know what I'm saying? You got the Chiefs in the division. You got the Chargers in the division. But this is a team that should be competing. They should not be sorry. You just got to put the right quarterback in there. And, you know, when all else fails, you know, Drew Lock probably should be starting. But, again, you know what you could get out of Teddy Bridgewater. And that ain't a bad thing by no means. And we're going to wrap this thing up real quick. Just talking about the Steelers, you know, and they offense real quick. Big Ben came out there, threw a couple touchdowns real quick, looked real good. And, you know, a lot of folks was jumping on, taking these victory laps like he ain't got 17 games to play and potentially playoffs. You know what I'm saying? It's a long season, Big Ben. But he looked good, though, that for sure. And, you know, specifically, he got the ball to rookie running back Najee Harris on a nice, I believe it was a 46-yard reception for Najee Harris, that play. You know, everybody was talking about that one play. Now, again, you know, it was one play, but as you know, if you've been listening to my stuff, if you've been listening to my stuff, I feel like Najee Harris could be an RB1 this season in fantasy, and I could make that case without even talking about that one play. That one play just show you what he could bring to that offense. The offense is going to be fun. You know, you got receivers. It's just, you know, you got to try to figure out how they're going to distribute the targets amongst the wide receivers. But Najee Harris is going to get his 15 to 20 touch per game type of guy. So we know Ben going to check it down to the running backs. The running back, I'm sorry, which is Najee Harris. So, hey, man, appreciate y'all listening in. If you're hearing this and you don't follow me, do that. All social media platforms, I am at Lord Don't Lose. And until next time, I appreciate y'all folks for tuning in to the Lord Don't Lose podcast, brought to you by Hell Me. At night, I got hype on this. Fresh white kicks, boy, I like.